All right, yeah, we'll be in touch.
There we go.
Yeah, I'll provide the halitosis for you, mate.
All right.
God, he had bad breath.
He did, didn't he? Yeah, you listen to the debrief with Dave O'Neill, Brett Oakes. We've just done the gig in Geelong, and in the back seat is none other than Dave Thornton. Say hello, Thorno.
Hey! Hey, Teamsters.
Thorno's... It was like a homecoming show in there.
Mate, yeah. Mate, they just love the APCO petrol station reference. There is a dirty petrol station about 2Ks out of the city centre that everyone goes to for shocking sausage rolls and misery.
And Beaver's Bar or something?
Beaver's Bar.
Mate, yeah, the first 15 minutes of your act was like a tour of Geelong. I felt like I was watching Coxie or something like that.
Get away. That's the advice. Get away from this place as quick as possible. It is... Yeah, because all of them were about my age, I'd reckon.
They were late 30s. They were definitely. Because I had a few references like smoking in the staff room and all that, and you just get blanks. The teachers remember because they're a bit older, I reckon.
Yeah.
But they were your age, definitely.
Yeah, everyone went through school in the 90s, I reckon, in that room.
Was there anyone that you pashed in that room?
Well, there was a bloke who... He said I dated his sister, but I don't think I did.
So that started out even quite controversial. Well, there was a bloke. Whoa! So you're one of those bilateral people.
There was a bloke.
Mate, boredom is a very strong emotion.
Yeah,
you never know what can happen in trying to fill time.
So you're going back to your mum's now, is that right?
Mate, yeah.
No, I don't want to give too many details, but...
Yeah, Jesus, Oaksy's very much on a bent through this conversation.
Well, it all sounds like code. Yeah. Oh, well, you're going back to your mum's. Wink.
That's code for the brothel, everyone, in July.
Yeah. You're going to have some porridge.
Hey, no. Here's a true story from my Geelong time.
Yeah.
I used to deliver medical goods.
Oh, for the chemist or...?
It was just, that's what this company did, just to deliver medical goods. And they also delivered KY jelly to one of the local brothels here in Geelong. And I did hear a few years after I worked there, I would have been about 20 years old, the boss, the business disbanded because he was cheating on his wife at said brothel.
From the medical distributors?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying the boss of the brothel was cheating at the brothel.
No, the guy from the... Yeah.
So you're saying that there was no money changing hands with the KY?
Exactly.
Right. He was getting paid in kind. Wow. How much jelly would just, like, a hand job be?
Yeah, how much do you... I remember dropping it off and the girl said, how do we pay you? And there's a long pause.
Hang on.
It sounds like the start of a porno.
Yeah.
And then suddenly this guy started playing bass. Dim, 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 dim.
No, but I was a 19-year-old. Just a cheeky hand job, that'll do.
Of course. Do you get emotions when you come back here to your hometown, Thorno?
Honest, I'm not even kidding. Depression. Like, I was honestly driving down the road going, oh, my God.
Yeah, my wife's from Geelong, and she went to the same high school as you, Belmont High. And two great graduates.
Yeah, of course.
Chrissy and
Dennis. Yeah, and Dennis Walter.
Oh, Dennis Walter.
Yeah.
And Chrissy Amphlett from the Divinals. And she goes, if I had to move back here, I couldn't. I couldn't move back here, she said.
Yeah, but the beauty of it now is the road. I mean...
The road's better.
It was a commitment. When I started doing stand-up, you know, people were going, to Geelong. You'd pack two meals, basically. Yeah.
What about the bypass, too? If you go to further than Geelong,
it's just good having the option of not going to Geelong.
And we're 100%. Sitting outside the Cats Oval, Cardinia Park. Yep. I would have had many a good time here.
Wait a minute, you two. You weren't accosted, but you got cockeyed looks because they thought you two were stealing the merch.
Oh yeah, when we came in. Yeah, so when we walked in, the security guards and the bloke's really nice, but Stuart, who's a former British copper. He gave us the weirdest look when he walked in. What did he say to you, Oaksy? He goes...
And he goes, are you here for the event? Like, we just... Oh, no, I just saw the lights on.
Because he told me later, yeah, people come in and try and steal stuff from the cat shop.
Yeah, so, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Dave's carrying a light.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, mate, we're just...
We're
homeless.
Have you got a Gary Ablett poster? that's what we want.
It was... It's changed. I remember... driving home from here one night and my headlights didn't work and just driving the whole way up the freeway.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
No, it was frightening. It was daylight, so it didn't matter. But,
oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
Come on. Well, that's how we do comedy.
We just did a gig for a school, a Catholic school, and we're just talking to one of the dads who's the head of the highway patrol down here.
Yeah.
Sergeant. I don't know his name, but he's sergeant.
Don't say his name. Cause
but that is a good person I know.
Yeah.
The head of the highway patrol. Because someone else told me this, they do the attitude test on people. So when they pull you over, if you're an arsehole to them within 10 seconds, they do you for everything. They go, oh, we'll just roadworthy your car, you idiot. So you've got to be nice to them.
I thought that was if you dropped something on the ground. That was the 10 seconds, wasn't it?
Oh, the 10-second rule.
Yes. So I got out of the car, dropped my sandwich.
Yes.
All right. And a cop, and then said something rude to the cop, and I've gone, oh, this is a really bad day.
10-second rule.
This hasn't worked yet.
Thorne, are you going to go kick onto the nightclubs now, or what?
Yeah, there's either that or I could just ram my testicles into a drawer, which is probably a preferable option.
Imagine you walking to Lammy's. Is that still open, Lammy's?
No, Lammy's is still going from what I hear.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and it'd be Rammy's by now.
Rammy's, yeah.
You were talking about going to the Sphinx in your act.
Yeah.
I did the opening for the Sphinx.
Really?
Yeah. For some reason, I was like I was a D-list celebrity or something like that. But you know, the Sphinx Hotel, for anybody who doesn't know, has got an Egyptian theme because...
Yeah, it's got a giant fiberglass Sphinx on the roof.
Yeah.
I can never say it properly.
The owner's son went to Las Vegas and came back and said, you know what we should do for our remote, nowhere near town pub?
In West Geelong. Is it West Geelong?
North Geelong.
It's not even North Geelong, is it really? It's kind
of... It's in an industrial area.
Yeah, it was the Gulf Links Hotel.
And so they built a pyramid on there, and they built a Sphinx, right?
Giant one too, not small.
Yeah, but what they did was...
And they used slaves, like the original.
Well, as most of the hospitality industry does. But
yes.
What they did was they had for their opening, it was a big press day, right, and nothing was going on at the footy club, so everybody was there, and what we had to do was dress up as Arabs and ride camels.
They had camels
right?
there?
They had camels, right, and they had about 3 tons of sand dropped down the side of the pub, and it was me and a bloke from Neighbours and a girl from Neighbours and a couple of models and someone else, and that's the one and only time I ever rode a camel, and... So I dress up as an Arab, get on a camel, and it's... if you've ever been on a camel...
Never.
It's the worst. Forno,
you been on a camel?
I have. I actually have been on a camel. I don't have a story like this. But,
well, yeah. These camels were like... You know, they'd been transported from somewhere, and they'd been kicking each other, so their legs were bloody, right? And they just... And camels don't look happy anyway.
No.
And then they whacked me on it, and so we run like 50 metres down... And I was terrified, right? Because they stand up the wrong way. And then you... Basically, if you can imagine getting on top of your wardrobe and then your wardrobe just ran down the driveway, that's what it's like, right?
Yeah, bad, yeah.
And we get to the other end and I'm thinking, well, this girl who's, like, she's a teenager holding this rope, I just thought, she's really going to not be able to stop this camel.
Mm.
We pull up and I get my leg caught in a stirrup and fall off. And then they come up to me and they go, hey, listen, they missed photo opportunity. Could you get on the camel again?
I'm what?
Going, I said, it would be another $500.
For sure.
Yeah.
Now, John's... we're doing the podcast, yeah. John.
I thought there must have been something funny going on in this car here. Like, I was about to call the police.
Yeah, well, there is a copper in there. No, you tune in, mate. We're going to give you a great plug right now. Mate,
it's three grown men steaming up the windows in a car park. What's your issue?
Yeah. I can't believe you're driving a Golf.
Yeah, Golf wagon.
Yeah, okay. Do you play golf?
No. I don't play golf at all.
Very fond of golf drivers drove golfs.
I'm only fond of Germans. I'm going to put the window up.
Right, see you guys.
You should go. You can go, Thorne. You can be released, mate. You don't have to hang around. We're going to drive back to Melbourne.
Oh, yeah, well, fair enough.
What Dave means is he's going to go to McDonald's.
Yeah, basically.
Well, now, how do you say? You say McDonald's, don't you?
McDonald's, don't I?
Yeah.
Look, you're going to get mobbed, Thorne. There's about 8 women coming out to see
you. Oh, here we go. Oh, Jesus. Drunken mothers.
Look at this.
Guys,
okay.
This is my call.
Time to slam your testicles into the drawer, to speak.
Oh, actually, no. Hang on. I'll get a
any
photo.
Any ladies want to go to APCO, sir?
Hey, photo.
Hang on. Hang on, we'll be back on the debrief.
We're back on the debrief here in Geelong, the G-Town.
Dave's just found out how much petrol is.
Oh, man, it was $90 to fill up my Golf wagon.
Oh, no.
And,
Because I snuck my little can in there.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
And Thorno's left the building because he's going back to his mum's.
Yeah.
We didn't want to say, but he split up from his wife. He's moved back here.
Jeez.
He hasn't.
You cannot keep a secret.
Oh, no. No, he hasn't. He's going to work at the Ford factory. You didn't have the heart to tell him it's not going anymore, mate.
Yeah. No, I'm sure there's got a night watchman.
Yeah, the night watchman job.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's so sad driving past the Ford factory.
Oh, no. Look at
getting rid of industry.
Look at the size of that bloody Bunnings.
That's the new, they're the new factory shops, mate. They're the new factories.
Yeah, well, you know, my theory about Bunnings is, you know how you're driving somewhere and you go, Jesus Christ, that Bunnings has just come from nowhere. Look how big it is.
Still yeah, that is massive.
You know how they just appear, like, you know, it's like...
They're like a spaceship, kind of.
Yeah, they put them up in like a day or something. But my theory is that what something happens is they clear the land and somebody plants a hammer. And then 12 months later, phew!
Oh, yeah.
It's lovely Bunnings appears.
Yeah. It grows.
Yeah.
I should say, yeah, you're on the debrief with Brad Oakes. We come back from getting Geelong, even though this is... We're going to already have the bid before this, so it should be self-explanatory.
Unless you fast forward. Yeah. I'm still here.
You're still here. We're in Corio now, so...
Yeah, we're leaving G-Town.
The G-Banger. The G-Troid. And you've done a lot of gigs in Geelong.
Oh, I have, yeah. And I've done all the main streets. There used to be a really good one up in Nash.
Oh, that was a good one in the room at the back.
Yeah, it was like a mini ESPY.
Yeah, it was great.
I love a grungy gig. You know?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. What the Barwon Club ever did?
Yeah, we did.
I don't reckon I ever did it.
Oh, I ran stand up at the Barwon.
Oh, really?
I lost a bit of money on that.
Well, thanks for the invite, but I wasn't there in the 90s. This guy was saying they had their last night at the Barwon Club. The guy that, and everyone started smoking and Magic Dirt came on, said it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know when it was, but.
Well, because I did Puppetry the Penis there as well.
Oh.
And that's.
Before those guys did it, or?
Yes. Yes, I was just in the bistro. Yeah.
Started off in the toilets, moved through to the lounge.
Calamari rings. And.
I don't feel like my hamburger anymore, Mum. I don't know.
I think it was there. It was either there or the Corner Hotel where I walked out on stage and Puppetry the Penis, and I went out first as the stand-up.
Yeah.
And, like, no one knew that there was going to be any stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just walk out, and this, you know, like, all, like, 160,000 kilos of me. And I walk out, and this woman, like, dressed in furs, she just goes, oh! She's just gasped. Like she's seen a ghost. And I looked at her and I said to her, look, I know why you've been taken aback because you thought I'm going to see this man's penis. And I said to her, honestly, love, the only way you'll see my penis is if you walk home through the park tonight. And there was much relief.
And was it? I mean, I've never supported them. They normally get female comics to support them, don't they?
Yeah, but this was Prototype. This is when I was going through my drag stage.
Yeah.
But you know, the worst thing about Puppetry the Penis is that if you're backstage, quite often, you're just backstage.
Oh.
So you get to see the show from behind.
Oh, no thanks.
You know, and I think that if you've got a massive dick, it's attendant, you have a hairy arse.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
you know, and like...
And what's the best thing about doing it? Support act with Puppetry the Penis.
Well, if you like hairy arses.
Yeah.
It's, well, I don't know. You know, what I did like about it was that, you know, sometimes when people mix comedy with something else.
Yeah, and it doesn't work.
No, but it,
like music and comedy.
But sometimes when it does like that, you just see all these people who obviously had a pre-existing idea about comedy not being any good.
Yeah, then they converted. Yeah.
Well, that's what happened to me anyway. But, you know, there was that factor where they were pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
You know, but it was just sad that the only way you get them to come to a gig is to go, Well, do you want to look at some men's penises?
Yeah. Is it a funny show? It's meant to be funny, isn't it?
Sort of. You know, I need to tread very carefully here, Dave.
Yeah, okay. Well,
it's not... I think it's very entertaining.
Sure. Well, that's a good word for it, entertaining.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, I think it's very entertaining.
Entertaining. Now, since we've had you on, you had a heart attack.
Sorry, just before we get that, let's just say, if it was funny, you probably wouldn't need to have a comedian.
Yeah, okay, right.
But it is, it's very entertaining. Yes, I have had a heart attack.
How long ago was that?
That was February. In fact, it was just before Valentine's Day.
Oh.
I didn't get a card, but I had an angiogram.
Wow. And you were at home?
I was at home, and I was at home for 6 hours just...
Feeling shit out?
Taking quick ease and saying, it's just indigestion. It's just indigestion.
Because you talk about it in your stand-up, don't you, now, a little bit?
A little bit,
And someone was asking you tonight, did it hurt? And that's a good question. Did it really hurt, or...?
Yeah, it does. It hurts a lot. And, you know, look...
Is it a hurt that you felt before? You're like, oh, that's just... Well, I'm asking this for my own reasons.
Yes.
For my own research.
Yeah, well, it isn't in a way, because it's, you know, it shows up, like, in different parts of your body all at the same time. So, you know, if you had, like, severe indigestion, or even if you had, like, a really bad flu, and you have a tight chest and it hurts, well, it's kind of like that. But then you can add a kind of slicing pain to it. But then the back of your upper arms, my upper arms started hurting.
They always say that your arms hurt, yeah.
But, you know, all these people that haven't had a heart attack have been telling me the symptoms, and they're going, and your left arm hurts. I went, both arms hurt, but it wasn't until I felt it in my chin and my jaw that I thought to myself, I can't lie to myself. You know, indigestion doesn't go above your gullet. You know?
Yeah, right. Because as a man, you're always like, I'll be all right, I'll be fine.
Well, yeah.
Nothing wrong with me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, to anybody listening, you're probably appalled that anybody could be that stupid, but...
It happens all the time, I reckon.
You know, it's genetic insofar as all my family eat and get overweight.
Get what?
Eat and get overweight. That was it.
Yeah, right.
I was very, very lucky because I was out of hospital inside a couple of days.
How long did the ambulance take to get there?
I don't know.
No, right.
It wasn't that long. But yeah, like time, the hands fall.
Did you let them in or did they kick the door in?
No, by that stage I'd rung my sister, my long-suffering sister.
Yeah.
And said, you need to come down here. Tell me that I've got indigestion.
Right.
She came out and she said to me later on, she said, I was grey, you know.
Yeah.
Rather than my normal mottled white and red colour. And, you know, also too that I was like, you know, the kind of spark goes out of you, you know. Like, I didn't experience, like, you know, I wasn't walking towards the light or anything like that, you know. It's just, but, you know, it was, and also too, like, you go through, it's so different because once she got there, I was at least like, well, now there's an adult.
Someone else, sure.
And then once the ambos get there and they start giving you pain meds, that's why it's hard to remember the pain because...
Yeah, sure.
You know, it was, it had been kind of ameliorated by then, but time does... And the hands fall off the clock, you know.
Of course.
And also too that it's you know, it's a very serious business because they don't know if you're going to die.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very funny watching people be very serious. You know, it's very and you know what? You know, if anybody's wondering why I think I was prone to have a heart attack, it was when I was in the ambulance and lying on my back with, you know, like.
Cords and stuff, and, yeah.
You know, monitors on me and being given morphine and stuff. And I fell as turn left in a secure road. And I thought, oh, why are we going this way? That's when I realised that I really sweat this bullshit. You know, maybe let the bloke drive the ambulance. It's not an Uber.
and so you've stopped smoking and stuff. Has it been a wake-up call?
Oh, Dave,
you'd have to be, wouldn't it?
You know, look, I'm very, very lucky. You know that I know that, you know, and it I know that it's even kind of galling to some people that they've had fitter relatives than me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, look at John Clark.
Yeah.
So fit, such a fit man, and he had a heart attack.
Yeah, and it's really, you know, people go, oh, you know, because, like, seriously, and it is funny that, and I think I mentioned this to you, that, you know, because I've you know, been overweight for a very long time, and people would go, wow, you had a heart attack. And then they go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they expected it. Yeah.
Well, that's... your initial reaction is, I can't believe it, because, you know, 20, 30 years ago, it usually was, and he died.
Yeah.
And now, you know, they know what to do, and...
Yeah, they got defib machines, too.
Yeah, well,
They didn't use that on you, though, did they?
No, well, I wasn't in cardiac rest.
Yeah, right.
I was just pumping into the bits of my body I still liked. I like my brain and my left leg, but you know, it's just. But on the scale of it, you know, I've got to say that, you know, and I've got to treat myself a lot better now, because I did get, you know, a warning, if you like.
Oh God, yeah.
Quite a severe one, but nevertheless, compared to what other people get, you know, it's very humbling, you know.
Oh boy.
And it's a. Gee, it's a conversation starter.
Is it? Oh, people were talking to you after the show tonight.
I know, and you know, like people, I know, no longer have to help people move.
Yeah. I carry the light down by myself.
I know.
I felt bad asking you.
I know, but I unscrewed the unnecessary bit for you.
Oh, that didn't matter. These things happen. Has it changed your outlook on comedy? Like, just in life in general? Yeah. Like, do you sweat the small stuff still, or do you just...
Well, I catch myself doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And a very interesting one is road rage, right?
Yeah, that's a bad one.
It is a bad one, and I notice it now because... In fact, I caught somebody pinching something out of my letterbox.
What?
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
What are they stealing from your letterbox?
Well, I must have left it unlocked. He just grabbed something out of it. And I've just... He was like, you know, he was a creep.
Yeah. Right?
And just, you know, an opportunist. And I've just gone, hey, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm going to my letterbox. And I said, it's not your letterbox, you idiot. And I said something more than that. And he goes, and there was an empty packet of cigarettes in there, because I was keeping my cigarettes in the letterbox. Right?
Yeah. Out of reach.
Out of reach. And, but I knew it was an empty pack. And I said, and he goes, no, it's my letterbox. And I said, yeah? And he goes, prove it. So for some reason, I get my key out and I open my letterbox. And he goes, oh, like that. And I'm going, by the way, you idiot, you've stolen an empty packet of cigarettes. And then I got really angry. And that's when I turned into the madman, because I kind of, he walked off quickly and I'm chasing. I was carrying my washing in a basket as well.
Oh, my God.
And a big pink plastic basket. And I'm going, yo, listen to me. You listen good. It doesn't matter where you live. You no longer walk around this corner. So I look like the street person.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. I know.
You weren't scared of him?
Well, no. And I was happy about that in a way because, you know, after I had the heart attack, I was quite tired at night, you know.
Yeah.
And then I was glad that I stood up to him because, you know, I mean, I'm scared all the time, but, you know, you don't let people walk over you, you know?
No. Now, we're at the service station.
Yes.
Do you want to get cigarette and pie? What do you reckon?
Yes. Why not, mate? Just tip that bag of lard down my throat.
Yes. Yes, we're on the debrief with Brad Oakes. We'll be back after this. We're back on the debrief here. Just got the survey. Said hello to my mate Keith in the service station on Geelong Road. Yeah. I'm always there. I don't know. I always do gigs in Geelong.
You're like a travelling salesman.
I am.
You're a rep.
I am a rep. Certainly, I know him. Always a friendly face. So, I should ask you the debrief questions. Let's go through it. So, what went well tonight, Bradford, and why?
A couple of people came up to me and they said they really liked the joke I did about finding the cat's G-spot.
Well, yeah, that went well, didn't it?
And, the guy said, but, you know, there's a couple of people who looked a bit disapproving. And I said, well, that quite often happens. This is the weird joint.
Yeah, I know, yeah. We're leaving the service station. It's always... Is this a road or a footpath we're on?
Oh, it's a place where serial killers come to practice. Stalking me was dead frightening. But anyway, and then they said to me, a couple of people didn't seem to approve, and I said, well, it's funny how people laugh at all this stuff and then all of a sudden think I'm interfering with a cat.
Yeah, I know.
So it kind of worked and then it kind of didn't, you know. They were very nice people.
They were. They were from a school, a Catholic school. They're a little bit posh.
No, they were.
Slightly.
Well, yeah.
Slightly. Well dressed.
Geelong Catholics.
Yeah, well dressed. What didn't go well? Well, the cat's G-spot.
I don't think anything didn't go well. It was a bit of a shame that, I like to do stand-up in the dark with just one light on me and no other distractions. And it was kind of funny to have behind our backs those glass windows looking out onto
the oval,
an oval that was illuminated with, lights.
Yeah, that's the next question. What organisational hazards got in the way, and that was it. The Cardinia Park is an AFL ground for Geelong. It's massive.
Yeah.
It must hold 50,000.
I think they said
25, 40, something like that.
I mentioned it to the guy who was managing the place, and he said...
They were like teenagers, those guys.
Yeah, he said that... that's customary in footy grounds, but he said that the people who hired the night wanted the lights left on.
What? Yeah. So that was... What's he? If you're listening, and I know you will, he just stuck his head in the window before.
Yeah.
They wanted it on so you could look out at the beautiful Cardinia Park.
But do they have to pay for the electricity?
Well, that's the thing. It'd be so much money.
It would. I mean, and there's so much light there that I'm pretty sure that the rest of Geelong would have been on one bar on their radios. just a night light.
Also, you can have just a few lights on to see the ground. No one's playing. Those lights are made for when the cats play.
Well, did you notice, too, that every now and then people's gazes would drift out?
Yeah.
You know, because... You know, like there's probably a seagull out there, and people go, "Oh my god, that's only the millionth time I've seen a bird." You know,
yeah.
And I thought, organisational wise too, it was kind of hilarious to me that they had a stage that was it was probably about 70 centimetres high, probably about 2.5 metres long.
It was a rectangle.
Yeah, but they had it so that it...
it was like a gangplank.
A pier.
Like a jetty. Yeah.
And so that you couldn't walk left or right. You just kind of had to stay at the end of it.
Yeah.
And I could only think that, in that sort of instance when people get the room right, they just go, do you reckon I'll mind? Nah.
Nah, that'll be fine.
That'll be right. You know, and it seemed counterintuitive to me.
Yeah, it was like being a pirate, walking the gangplank, or what it's called.
But really, these are, like,
small... Overall, the gig was very good.
And the mic cut out a little bit.
Oh, a little bit, yeah, didn't it?
Yeah, and it cut out for Thorno as well. But yeah, overall, like, one day we'll do the perfect gig.
Yeah, one day... I can't believe you're at the opening of the Sphinx Hotel.
Yeah.
You know...
I rode a camel.
I mean, when you go... I've done many gigs there for some reason. The funniest thing I've ever heard anyone say in that place was Billy Brownless, the Geelong legend.
Yeah.
and the owner was there in the room for some football function, and Billy Brownlow said, "Yeah, it'll be good when they finish this joint."
Oh, sure.
That made me laugh and laugh.
I noticed.
Yeah, it'll be good when they finish this place.
Do you have trouble saying Sphinx?
Yeah, I do. Sphinx?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That sounds right, yeah.
Sphinx, yeah.
Yeah. I always found that, like, to me...
Sphinx.
It's Sphinx.
Sphinx.
But it's like you're going to say sphincter.
Yeah, sphincter, yeah.
Yeah, but it can't possibly be an Egyptian word.
No, yeah, well, yeah, I wonder,
you
know, if that was a...
If you ever hear Egyptians talking, you know, blah, 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 Sphinx, blah, 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 you know.
Good point.
Sorry to...
Pyramids as well.
Yes.
Is it Egyptian?
Yeah.
Is it like an English interpretation?
It is. It's, yeah, it is pyramid.
Pyramids.
I don't think Egyptians have a D.
Yeah. Let's ask Akmal next time we saw him. He's Egyptian. Next time we see him.
Yeah, he is again now. He never used to be for a while.
Well, he is now. He's definitely Egyptian.
Yeah.
Oh, Walid Ali, another Egyptian. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Two famous Egyptians we know.
And Walid Ali is quite learned. He would...
He would know exactly what it is.
I imagine he's listening right now.
Ring us. We'll ring him right now. I don't know his number. But I could ring Hughes here and say, Walid's number.
Get him done. Let's keep... What do you want? What's going on? Or somebody could just contact your show, couldn't they? And just, fill us in.
Hit me up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Hit me up on Twitter. All right, well, we should go. We've got a longer drive back to Melbourne. Well, what song should we play?
Oh.
Well, you were singing one before, which is a great song.
Master of the House.
We're not playing Master of the House.
I was singing Creep.
Creep by Radiohead.
Why not?
Do you like Radiohead?
Yeah.
You ever seen them?
No, not live.
I saw them in the 90s.
Yeah.
Just after OK Computer came out. I love that album. I love all those... My wife likes all the new albums. I like the old ones, right?
Yeah.
The Bends. Baby's got the Bends. Oh, yeah. Anyway, they're a good band. But they weren't... I've got to say, live, they weren't that great. They were okay. They're a bit shoegazery.
Yeah, well...
So they weren't entertainers.
Are they a studio band, do you think?
Well, my wife went back and saw them.
I saw a Shooting Star then.
Oh, make a wish. And she said they were much better performers this time around. And what's his name, the lead singer? Tom York got into it.
Yeah,
he got right into it.
I saw Tracy Chapman live.
Ugh.
I really loved Tracy Chapman. I loved, you know, her dynamism, and I loved, you know, the
we ain't gonna drive fast, car.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna ticket to anywhere.
And I saw her at the Glass House.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't a great. I saw.
I fell asleep. I was coming off a big weekend, but
yeah, still, she should be entertaining enough to keep you awake.
So, yeah, and she didn't want to be there, you know.
Nah, fair enough.
You know, I reckon.
She's touring. Oh, she just toured. She's touring soon.
Oh no, it's kind of thing I should go see.
Have another nap.
No chance of having a heart attack.
I saw Style Council. Style Council.
I love the Style Council.
Yeah, they were great.
Shout to the top. That's probably more up. In fact, no, you know what I'd like to hear in honour of one of Geelong's really top.
So we're not going exports. Radiohead anymore.
No, can we go Chrissy Amphlett?
No, I love the Divinyls.
Yeah.
But don't go Boys in Town.
No.
That song, when I worked in commercial radio, I used to go to the guy that did the music. You know, Divinyls had more than one song at Triple M. Just don't keep playing Boys in Town.
Yeah.
No, we played Science Fiction occasionally. Yeah, but they've got such great songs. I'm Jealous. That's one of the greatest. Do you know I'm Jealous?
Yeah.
Jealous.
Lover, Ronnie Bush. Ronnie Bush, bloody.
Oh, that's a good one too. What
please
is that?
Don't ask me. I've been getting on. No, please. Fine Line between Pleasure and Pain.
I don't like that one.
You don't like it? Is it? Did I ruin it?
That was written by America. That was written with her and some American guys.
Yeah, well, I heard James Rain wrote with some Canadian guy.
Right.
I heard the song on Gold FM the other day, and I thought, there's a reason why I've never heard that before.
Oh, really?
Well that's what they do, is they put Australian artists with American songwriters.
Yeah, I know.
And
Working Class Man was written by the keyboardist from Journey.
Well,
I think I've mentioned that before.
It's got Journey written all over it, isn't it?
Okay, what Divinyl song?
Well, you don't want Pleasure and Pain.
No.
Touch Myself.
No, I don't want Touch Myself.
What are you doing?
I like I'm jealous. I like science fiction. I like
science fiction. Yes.
Oh, this thing was science fiction.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Yeah, that is a great song.
Oh, that's a great song. All these songs you've mentioned are great. I reckon
musically science fiction is probably pretty good too.
The keyboard's great. Well, great guitarist, Mark. I can't remember his last name.
You're at heart, you're a keyboardist.
Oh, I love a bit of keyboard.
Oh no, I've seen you play bass. I've watched you in the show we did together, but
yeah,
I think you're a keys man.
I'm a keys man. I wish I could play keyboards.
Why can't you?
Well, I could learn.
Couldn't you just strap one up?
Yeah, you could.
Maybe you need to go a little bit
keytar.
Yeah, funky town. You
know, yeah, like, yeah. Wawanee. Guy from Wawanee used to wear one. He died. He passed away.
Yeah.
Paul from Wawanee.
You know, it's just I'm getting a little bit. What's his name? Phil Emmanuel died.
Phil Emmanuel?
Yeah.
The guitarist?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he died today.
Oh.
Yeah. I was not one here.
Yeah. But how old would he be?
65, I believe he was.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, Chris Franklin announced it on Facebook, my very close mate.
Phil Emmanuel, that's not good. Jeez.
And, and Morgan Freeman got...
Done for Me Too, yeah. This is the bloke who managed the voice of God, as they said. Yeah.
You know that
driving Miss Daisy.
Because I saw him in conjunction, like I was on Facebook, I saw Phil Emmanuel die, and then I saw somebody else write about it. And then somebody wrote, oh no, not Morgan Freeman as well. And for a second I thought he died.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, what a day.
What a day.
And then I found out it was Me Too.
And Chrissy Amphlett, she died too. She was amazing.
That was ages ago.
That was a while ago, I know.
It was very sad too.
No, we still...
Such a talent.
Unbelievable.
It's sad. And, you know, she and I both have a love of science fiction.
Yeah.
So I thought that'd be a really good
lead-in. That's a good lead-in. Here we go. Well, catch Brad Oakes when he's performing. Follow him on Twitter, Facebook.
Mate, I'm going to come down to... I'm going to come down to the Funhouse when
the Grandview Hotel on Wednesday nights in Melbourne. Fantastic. Yeah, Fairfield.
Sam, well, you got Sam Penn coming over there.
Yeah, that's a secret apparently, but
you cut
it
out.
No, don't have to cut it out. Yeah, he's performing soon at the Funhouse when Limo's on. So that's gonna be a good night.
But if you cut his name down and just do his initial spang.
Spang.
Yeah.
Spang is on.
Which is the sound like, you know, when you drop like a fork into the sink.
That's a funny noise. It's a spang. It's a good word. Thank you, Brad.
All right, thank you.
Okay, good to see you still alive.
Just here, thanks.
Yeah, I'll drop you on the freeway. Keith will pick you up on the way through.